Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. It's past Monday. 23-year-old Rashad Williams was indicted by a Chatham County grand jury with several felony charges, including malice murder. He's alleged to have shot two people in Savannah, Georgia in May. And despite having committed a similar crime 4 years ago, he was spared a significant jail sentence and freed owing to a deal negotiated by the George Soros-linked Chatham County District Attorney's Office. On May 8th, at 2:30 a.m., Williams allegedly murdered 32-year-old Ashton Gibbs and shot a 30-year-old woman near Bull and Broughton Streets in Savannah. The woman was reportedly taken to hospital and survived. The Savannah Police Department characterized the shooting as a road rage incident and indicated that it had been preceded by a verbal altercation. Williams was ultimately captured by U.S. Marshals in Columbus, Ohio on July 14th and extradited to Savannah, where he stood for his grand jury indictment on October the 3rd. WTOC reported that Williams allegedly committed the May 8th shooting while still on probation for a previous shooting conviction. On August 8, 2018, he got into a fight with a woman in Savannah. He retrieved a gun from his car, issued threats, and then shot at two witnesses. Although one of the witnesses was grazed in the shooting, neither perished. According to WTOC, the Chatham County District Attorney's Office negotiated a deal whereby Williams would plead guilty to aggravated assault and in turn receive a 15-year sentence. 11 of those years he would serve not in jail but on probation. It also agreed that Williams would receive a first-time offender status, thereby having his felony record wiped clean upon the completion of his probation. And the judge who approved the deal reportedly expressed to Williams, no longer permitted to carry a gun, that he was lucky that he didn't kill somebody. This deal came together in August 2021, 1 year into Democrat Shalina Cook Jones' term as Chatham County District Attorney. Jones ousted former Republican District Attorney Meg Heap in 2020 with the help of George Soros' Justice and Public Safety Political Action Committee. And during the campaign, Jones claimed not to know anything about the Soros PAC's investment of nearly $80,000 in advertising materials promoting her candidacy. She suggested that Soros didn't influence or impact her messaging and that what I am advocating for at the end of the day is equality, justice, which are all great things. Savannah Morning News reported that Jones sought to find different ways to resolve misdemeanor crimes in order to streamline the courts. And according to The Current, Jones' office, which cut the deal with Williams, made expungements more easily accessible, meaning criminals can have their past criminal charges obfuscated from the public view, and is given greater priority to rehabilitation, contra prosecution, and incarceration. Part of her progressive approach to tackling crime is to spare youths facing gun possession charges, jail, or prison time, and instead provide them with housing support, job training, and education. On September 25th, Jones stated that putting people behind bars for extended periods of time is not keeping you safe, is not keeping the citizens of America safe, and is not keeping the citizens of Chatham County safe. The odds of becoming a victim in violent crime in Savannah is 1 in 190. Across the city, crimes are up 22% since 2020 when Jones took office. Republican State Representative Ron Stevens deemed Jones a Soros-funded district attorney who will not prosecute violent crime. Now we're going to go across the country. And this is just stuff that's happening right now in the United States. Going across the country, at least six people in California have died and one has suffered non-fatal injuries in connection with at least one shooter in the city of Stockton. and many in Stockton now suspect that a serial killer may be on the loose. According to the police, the shootings of at least seven people, all of which were fatal except one, can be tied directly back to one individual. And these shootings stretch back as far as April 2021 and continued as recently as September 27th. All of the shootings have taken place within a few square miles in the wee hours of the morning while the victim was all alone. Stockton Police Chief Stanley McFadden said on Friday, by definition, you could probably very well call this serial killings. They say that they have physical evidence to link all the cases together, though they did not confirm that such evidence was related to ballistics. They did confirm that they have at least one common person of interest whom they say is responsible for shooting. And that person has shot Juan Vasquez Serrano, 39, April 10, 2021, at 4:18 a.m. A still unidentified black woman, 46. I don't know how they know her age, but they haven't identified her. April 16, 2021, at 3:20 a.m. Paul Alexander Yaw, 35, on July 8, 2022. Salvador Dubede Jr., 43, on August 11th. Jonathan Hernandez Rodriguez, 21, on August 30th. Juan Cruz, 52, on September 21st. Lawrence Lopez Sr., 54, on September 27th. The unidentified woman is the only female victim and the only victim to have survived. So that's, I guess that's why they're not putting her name out, because he might want to circle back and come looking for her. As race and age do not appear to be a factor, they speculate the shooter instead looks for an opportunity to ambush possible victims who happen to be out alone late at night. Nelson stated, it wasn't a robbery. Items aren't being stolen. They're not talking about any gang activity in the area or anything. It's just the element of surprise. They do have a grainy security image of the person of interest. The person is dressed all in black and no face can be seen, and they're asking the public to help them apprehend this potentially dangerous individual, though they have not ruled out the possibility that others may be involved as well. And a $95,000 reward is available to anyone with information that leads to an arrest. Now, in Savannah, they caught the guy. In Stockton, they don't know who the guy is. The moral of this story is, while I sit here on a daily basis and I extol the virtues of carrying a gun with you everywhere you go, there's actually a reason for that, because a person with a gun, first of all, people with guns that carry guns are much more aware of their surroundings. I don't know why that is, but that's the way it works out. And I can't help but think that in Stockton, for example, if some of these people had been gun carriers, they might not have been, maybe they would have been paying a little more attention to what was going on. But here's the other thing. This is the other thing about this. And this is the part where we have to take a look at what we do and how we conduct ourselves. John Farnham told me face to face that the best way to avoid a gunfight is to be at your own home at 10 p.m. every night in your own bed. If you're not going to stay up and do anything, whatever it is, be home by 10. If you're home by 10, and I don't know where he got this from, but I mean, this just sounds like some very good advice to me, to be honest with you. And, well, having said that, what is it with being out late, and what is it with being hanging out with these gangsters? Because this Williams guy in Savannah, I'm sure Rashad, everybody knew who he was. I'm sure everybody knew who he was, but yet he had people hanging out with him all the time. And as, you know, normally you would think that a serial killer is big news, but violence in these blue states have become so commonplace that no, it doesn't make the news anymore. It doesn't make the news anymore. So, that's what we have going on in the particular moment, with the United States of America. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. A few days ago, the press made an example of four or five suspected looters busted for robbing homes or businesses in hurricane-ravaged Fort Myers Beach, where some of the worst destruction occurred. Ron DeSantis had said, don't even think about looting, don't even think about taking advantage of people in this vulnerable situation. And so local law enforcement is involved in monitoring that, he said during a Friday news conference. You can have people, you know, bringing boats into some of these islands and trying to ransack people's home, I can tell you. In the state of Florida, you never know what may be lurking behind somebody's home, and I would not want to chance that if I were you, given that we're a Second Amendment state. This was followed by photos of the four or five sitting in the ground, at least three with their hands cupped behind their backs. So what's the news on them now? So, first of all, three were here in the country illegally, traveling not just 50 miles from their homes in Florida to loot houses, but traveling from some other country in order to break U.S. immigration laws. And, of course, DeSantis had plenty to say about that revelation. According to the New York Post, most of the heartless looters busted in the hurricane-ravaged Florida were illegal immigrants, he announced Tuesday, as he said he'd like to drag them out by the collars and send them back to where they came from. We've had four looters that were arrested, and they need to be brought to justice. But, you know, three of the four are illegal aliens, and he's one of the ones that have been sending border crosses to Democratic sanctuary destinations. And so these people that are foreigners, they're illegally in our country. And not only that, they tried to loot and ransack in the aftermath of a natural disaster. He said this while sounding very incredulous. But it probably shouldn't have surprised anybody. People who have no respect for U.S. immigration law are naturally not going to have respect for any other U.S. law, let alone respect for their neighbors. Illegal immigration is basically a me-first proposition that involves cutting border lines, looting benefits from taxpayers without making any contributions whatsoever, stealing ID cards to loot some Americans' job, and refusing to assimilate, which is to say carrying on in the thievy way one has almost always carried one on with in one's home country, given that most of these places are crime pits. Now, before anybody loses their mind, not all cultures are alike. When one lives in a society where theft is the only way anyone gets ahead, these migrant exporting societies, looking at you, Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, Ecuador, Peru, Colombia, Brazil, Argentina, El Salvador, Honduras, Mexico, they tend to have a lot of thieves. It belies the big myth posited by the open borders lobby that unvetted illegal immigrants are always going to be upstanding citizens whose only problem is an absence of papers. Isn't that a lovely fairy tale? The reality is, when you open the border wide to all comers, thieves and criminals hear the message most loudly of all. Illegal aliens, according to some studies, form about a third of the prison populations in the U.S., and that's just the ones who get caught in cities without leftist Soros-financed district attorneys. Nobody knows how many actually get caught and arrested and then let go. Illegals know they can't get into the U.S. if their local records of crime ever become known, so an open border becomes their only chance for fresh pickings in the states. Many take that opportunity, particularly when, as is the case in Venezuela, there's literally nothing left to steal back home. Now, this far, there haven't been a lot of looters caught in Florida. Maybe that's because of the ferocious warnings issued by DeSantis and the local Florida sheriffs. But the ones who were, sure enough, the illegal alien community was, so to speak, overrepresented. And this ought to be a warning. What kinds of problems to expect as Joe Biden continues to leave the border wide open and millions of unvetted migrants pour in? Now then, right now, we need to win the Senate. And right now, the Democrats are very touchy about this subject. So if they ever get a chance to go after somebody, they're going to do it, and they are doing it. So, first thing you got to ask is, does this amateur hour manipulation ever work? Does the howling of the left, that you're somehow morally inadequate in some way that one might think would matter to conservatives, constitute an effective tool for compelling our civil obedience? See, Herschel Walker got accused of funding an abortion a decade ago. And I'm against abortions. So if you got out there and you mentioned on the Twitters that you didn't care about it, or even all that, if it was even true, then the memo goes out, and whoever you are, you're a hypocrite and you lack principles. You got to think about the source on this one, though. So, I mean, if that happens to me, I'm just like, okay, and? I mean, if you're present in the social media world as anything but a, you know, scum-sucking communist cheese weasel wokeoid, then you're already pretty much the Antichrist. You get called racist, imperialist, Islamophobic, transphobic, sexist, ableist, fattist, a cultural appropriator, a Jesus gun nut, a semi-fascist, a full fascist, worse than fascist, a fascist fattist, and every other conceivable combination of meaningless noises. So adding unprincipled hypocrite of hypocrisy is simply making the rubble bounce, and I'm not sweating a couple more spittle-sprayed slurs issued from the mouths of morons. So yeah, after all the abuse and slanders, it was the allegation of unprincipled hypocrisy about Herschel Walker that made me finally take the personal inventory. I have, and now I want to defund the police, give money to bums, and burn the flag, and subsidize abortion on demand through puberty. Thank you, Internet Rando, for helping me with my moral evolution. I'm frankly not seeing where they get the idea that throwing down the hypocrisy and lack of principles cards is going to make me obey. But they do have that idea, and it's related to the, and you're a bad Christian for not adopting my socialist agenda move. And that doesn't work on me either. Does it work on anybody? Let's pretend for a second that this claim isn't cynical nonsense promulgated by leftist, you know, you find these kind of guys out in the pastures, and take it seriously. I know the proper response is to laugh at them, but for the sake of argument, let's take a moment and explore their argument. And let's assume that the Daily Beast anonymous abortion girl actually exists. I know when I want honest news that never ever Democrat propaganda invented from whole cloth, it's off to whatever the Daily Beast is for the objective truth, but go with me. And let's assume Herschel threw in the bucks to do it a decade ago. And let's assume that a decade later, he's the same guy with no changes or evolution. What now? What are we somehow compelled to do within this alleged moral framework? In the calculus of the moral illiterates of the left, because a candidate once participated in an abortion by paying for it, and they would also whine if he did not pay for it, so whatever, then we're morally compelled to not vote for him a decade later when he's a sure vote against abortion. In fact, we're morally compelled to effectively support the other guy who wants not only abortions up to 8 months, 3 weeks, 6 days, and 23 hours and 59 minutes, but he also wants you and me to pay for them. Now, I'd be confused by this conundrum if I did not understand that everything they say when they talk about morality makes as much sense as everything Bitey the Corgi of Terror says when she talks about particle physics. But you know what? At the end of the day, we still vote for Herschel, and we're still trying to take over the Senate. So, stick it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal health officials say vaccines prevented at least 330,000 COVID deaths in U.S. seniors last year. A Health and Human Services report says the decrease in hospitalizations saved more than $16 billion in medical costs. It shows hospitalizations and deaths went down 12 and 15%, respectively, as vaccines went up 10%. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the state is continuing to send supplies to areas hit hard by Hurricane Ian. DeSantis says hundreds of miles of roadways have been cleared in areas of southwest Florida to help the recovery process speed up.
We've had fuel in Southwest Florida. It's been phenomenal. People were able to get their fuel.
DeSantis again thanking all the volunteers for their help. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Politics is murky business, so much so that the political establishment is collectively and rightfully known as the swamp. Deciphering where these loyalties and allegiances really lie is nearly impossible. The legislative and executive branches of government wage economic war via unfettered and unconstitutional spending. The national debt has surpassed $31 trillion, and federal agencies would rather target conservatives than actually go after actual criminals. But the murkiness isn't just coincidence or circumstantial. It's a deliberate effort to conceal one simple truth. Anti-American sentiments underpin the character of the political left and the modern Democrat Party. And I know that if you're listening to this right now, this is not groundbreaking news. But recent affairs are highlighting how deep this hatred really runs. Last week, Hurricane Ian devastated the Florida landscape and populace, but despite the destruction, and as far as I can tell, characteristically social justice warriors have been silent. And they are more vocal about imagined suffering than real suffering. The Supreme Court adhering to the limitations of the Constitution now equates to the stripping of constitutional rights, microaggressions, and implicit bias, which means you're a racist without even knowing it. But this is a trait which can only be possessed if you're white, by the way. And in fact, one of the loudest faction of virtue-signaling leftists, those residing in Martha's Vineyard, showed more concern for illegal aliens, which isn't very much, than for their fellow Americans in Florida. Because, after all, helping anyone who might be a DeSantis supporter would be antithetical to the humanitarian cause after his cruel migrant stunt, right? And alas, the concern for humanity proves to be viewed through an extremely distorted and political lens. Additionally, Biden's regime just announced on Tuesday another $625 million in aid to Ukraine, no less than a week after $1.1 billion was already earmarked for the black hole. And this is literal theft in broad daylight, and an intentional and contemptuous slap in the face to the struggling American citizenry footing the bill. And we all know much if not all, of the money actually ends up lining the pockets of politicians who profit off of a notoriously corrupt country. And Biden and his comrades in Congress are making a show of it, flaunting how much they really don't care at all for the American people. In a world of nations, there isn't a one-world government yet. Pro-national sovereignty is an acceptable political belief to hold, so long as it's not pro-national sovereignty for America. It's okay for Ukraine to fend off Russian aggression and encroachment, because, of course, borders matter. Establishment media recently covered a Chicago parade celebrating Mexican independence, but independence from what or whom? And just a day or so ago, former NBA player Doc Rivers said the idea of America first scares him and doesn't include black people. And if that were actually true, what a shame that would be, because I can't imagine an America without Thomas Sowell, for example. And the idea that leftists and the Democrat Party is full of bleeding hearts is pure propaganda, which we all know. But as conservatives, we have to set the record straight. Forcing truth into the public narrative is long overdue, and shutting up for the sake of peace with Marxists, that's never going to be a winning strategy. All right, let's go to Politico now, shall we? Politico is, well, they're actually the foremost among Democrat media mouthpieces, and they carried an hour article from Matt Dixon that depicted, or attempted to depict, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as ungrateful and hypocritical. The piece begins by claiming that DeSantis, despite being a persistent critic of Biden, still likes one thing about the president, his wallet. And he dedicates highlights that, you know, to make his case. Florida stands to benefit from billions of dollars in federal assistance in response of the devastating damage from Hurricane Ian. DeSantis requested Biden for an emergency declaration for all of Florida's 67 counties, which Biden approved, freeing up federal money for counties devastated by Hurricane Ian. In the past 2 years, DeSantis' administration received billions of dollars in federal aid during the COVID-19 pandemic. DeSantis used pandemic fund. He used it to pay for a wide range of non-pandemic-related programs that Biden is critical of. DeSantis previously accepted billions of dollars in federal aid to fund high-profile spending items, despite Florida having a $20 billion budget surplus. DeSantis used interest from federal money totaling $12 million to fund a migrant transportation program from Florida to Democratic strongholds like Martha's Vineyard. He used $200 million from the federal coronavirus funding to give Floridians a gas tax break in October. And he used federal dollars to give teachers and police $1,000 bonuses. Well, how dare he? They then revealed that nearly a decade ago, DeSantis, as a congressman, opposed billions of dollars in relief from Hurricane Sandy, citing unrelated provisions and unnecessary spending. When matters have devolved to such ludicrousness, it is worth revisiting the fundamentals. When the Revolutionary War ended, George Washington received an offer to become King of the United States, and he rejected the overture and said that I did not defeat King George III to become King George I. Founding fathers always wanted the U.S. to be a representative democracy, which was defined by Abraham Lincoln as a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And this means its citizens are the stakeholders and the owners of the government. And the citizens lend their power to a representative via their votes for a representative. And the elected representatives do not own the power or the funds accrued from taxpayers meant for the constituency. And the elected representatives are subordinate to the citizens. Except they're not right now. They're not right now. They are absolutely not. They are absolutely not. And what we have going on right now is that we have the money pit that is the Ukraine. The Ukraine, you know, I hope they win, but they have always been a very corrupt nation. Right now, they're the David in the David and Goliath thing. Or at least we thought they were the David, because they're actually doing very well against the Russians. The Russians don't want to fight this war. The Russian citizens don't want to fight this war. They've had over 300,000 Russian men of military age leave the country, get out of the country, so they cannot be mobilized. So, you know, you begin to question certain things here and there as it goes. And My question is this. With everything that's going on here in the United States, when gas is about to go back up, because, I mean, you know, Biden could do two things tomorrow, and it would change everything in the United States. It would and one of the things it would change would be inflation. He could say, we're opening the spigots on oil. We will figure out the whole climate change thing later. Right now, we got to solve this short-term problem, and the short-term problem solution is gasoline and oil and natural gas. And also, given the fact that the Nord Stream pipeline has been cut, or blown up, or sabotaged, or whatever's been done, whether we did it or not, Europe is facing a very cold winter. I mean, that movie, The Saint, with Val Kilmer. It's cold in Russia in the setting of this film, and they're cutting everything up for firewood because somebody's keeping all of the villain. Tretiak he's hoarded all of the heating oil. He's got it all. It's under his gigantic mansion. So they're chopping. They're chopping up. Elevators and whatever they can find for firewood to try to heat themselves and getting out of the city and heading to the country where the relatives have plenty of firewood. And they're burning firewood. And that's what's going to happen in Europe, too. They're going to burn firewood. And burning firewood, by the way, while that is a renewable source of energy, it also hurts the environment. It does cause, smoke and all that other stuff. So it's interesting what we see. He could change all that, but he's not. But instead, we're dropping money into the Ukraine where it's going who knows where. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis, everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We have this tragic and shocking news that broke about a mass shooting in a school in Thailand. And the details are grim. According to the Associated Press reporting, police have not given a full breakdown of the death toll, but they have said at least 22 children and two adults were killed at the daycare. At least two more children were killed elsewhere. They said 12 people were wounded. A witness said staff at the daycare locked the door when they saw the assailant approaching with a gun, but he shot his way in. And that would happen with anything. Police spokesman Archayan Krithong said at least 37 people were killed in the attack in one of the poorest parts of Thailand. Now, as the United States woke up to the news of this horrific tragedy, March for Our Lives, a radical group sprung up after the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in February 2018, weighed in on this, not to express sympathy for the victims, the community, or the Thai people, but in an attempt to score political points with the far-left acolytes by attacking America. And we get this on Twitter. Today, Thailand experienced its deadliest mass shooting by a lone gunman. We are sickened that more and more children are forced to live this horror. This is, excuse me, let's not choke. This is a global poison. We can't help but wonder what example has the U.S. set for the world. We must all be better than this. Good luck with that one, son. Bearing Arms reached out to March for Their Lives, our lives, for comment, asking if this morning's tweet accurately reflects their position on America's role in mass shootings that occur outside U.S. borders. They did not respond to that. And as of yet, they have not responded to it. So if March for Our Lives responds to this, maybe I could let you know. In an interaction with March for Our Lives, Stephen Gutkowski, at the Washington Free Beacon, the gun control group responded to his statement about their attack, adding that they can't deny the influence of U.S. culture when it's convenient. And we get this on Twitter. Sir, we've had more than 500 mass shootings so far this year. We cannot deny the influence of U.S. culture when it's convenient. We've normalized this violence, yet claim to be an example for the world. Spewing this doesn't save any lives here or abroad. Now, if you want to look at gun laws in Thailand, according to gunpolicy.org, Thailand has many, if not all, of the restrictive gun laws that March for Our Lives advocates for in the U.S. Civilians do not have the right to keep or bear arms. Possession of semi-automatic rifles is prohibited by law. And even owning a gun is banned by law unless the owner possesses a valid license, something that can't be obtained unless they demonstrate a genuine reason for gun ownership. Their gun laws basically operate as a may-issue system, with licensing authorities using everything from an applicant's personal conduct to their income before deciding whether or not they're allowed to own a gun. So, despite claims to the contrary, Mass casualty attacks, even with firearms, is not a uniquely American problem. And many have already recognized that these restrictive firearms laws do not prevent these tragedies or stop a determined attacker and or criminal. But that's good. Way to go, David. Once again, you look stupid. Let's go to New York State. I love New York State, you know. My kind of town. A federal judge in Syracuse, New York, has granted a temporary restraining order blocking the state and its political subdivisions from enforcing several provisions of the newly enacted Concealed Carry Improvement Act. Though he did not stay his decision for 3 days to allow Attorney General Letitia James to file an emergency appeal with the Second Circuit. I don't know how that's going to work. How's she got enough time to do that? She's going after Trump. She's going after the NRA. When's she got time to actually do her work? And while the judge's move means that the challenged sections of the CCIA can still be enforced for the time being, U.S. District Judge Glenn Sedeby made it clear that, in his view, many of the provisions will not withstand constitutional scrutiny. Among the sections of the new law that Sedeby says should be halted are the state's requirement that concealed carry applicants turn over a list of all social media accounts they've used over the past 3 years, as well as in-person interviews with applicants, and demanding they produce the name and contact information of their spouse or significant other, as well as any adults living in the applicant's home. Sedeby chastised New York for trying to get around the Supreme Court's ruling in Bruin through its new licensing mandate. So instead of moving toward becoming a shall-issue jurisdiction, they further entrenched themselves in a shall-not-issue jurisdiction. And by doing so, they further reduced a first-class constitutional right to bear arms in public for self-defense, which during the 19th and 18th centuries in America generally came in with an assumption that law-abiding responsible citizens were not a danger to themselves or others unless there was specific ground for a contrary finding, into a mere request, which is burdened with a presumption of dangerousness and the need to show good moral character. Sedeby also took issue with many of the state's newly designated sensitive places where concealed carry is banned. And under the order issued, only the following locations may still be considered sensitive. Get ready for the slam dunk. A, any place owned or under the control of federal, state, or local government for the purposes of government administration, including courts. B, any location being used as a polling place. C, any public sidewalk or other public area restricted from general public access for a limited time or special event that has been issued a permit for such time or event by a governmental entity or subject to the specific heightened law enforcement protection or has otherwise had such access restricted by a government entity, provided such location is identified by such clear and conspicuous signage. And what they're talking about there would be like the New York Marathon, where everybody would be standing. D, any place of worship or religious observation. E, nursery schools and preschools. F, any building or grounds owned or leased or any educational institutions, colleges, universities, licensed, you know, schools, basically. G, any gathering of individuals to collectively express their constitutional rights to protest or assemble. So there's lots of no longer sensitive, you know, those are the sensitive places that, you know, what is not mentioned is Times Square. What is not mentioned is any apartments around Times Square. You know, if you listen to me and Stephen Sambalia the other day, they're trying to make out that everything around Times Square is a sensitive area. And he's saying no. But so after under this ruling, the de facto ban on concealed carry on private property is not allowed, nor is the ban on concealed carry in sensitive places like Times Square. And the state's ban on concealed carry in entertainment venues and restaurants that serve alcohol was also not included in his list of locations where concealed carry can be barred. And while the judge didn't toss out the ban on concealed carry in houses of worship, he at least exempted those persons who have been tasked with the duty to keep the peace in a place of worship or religious observation. State's ban on concealed carry on public transportation was also axed by Sedeby, because these people, if they're carrying out there in the streets and they're using mass transportation, what are they supposed to do with a gun? If it's okay to carry not on it when you're getting picked up. Anyway. Based on the historical analogs located thus far, it does not appear permissible for New York State to restrict concealed carry in any place, conveyance, or vehicle used for public transportation, public transit, subway cars, train cars, buses, ferries, railroad, omnibus, marine, or aviation transportation, or any facility used for or in connection with service in the transportation of passengers, airports, train stations, subway and rail stations, and bus terminals. Indeed, historical analogs exist containing specific exemptions permitting and carrying firearms while traveling, presumably because of danger often inherent during traveling. Now, this is a big win for gun owners and a huge loss for the state of New York. But he has given the state 3 days to appeal the decision up to the Second Circuit, and the ironically named Concealed Carry Improvement Act may still be in effect for now. But this thing is in motion now. It's in motion. The clock is ticking on it. And this decision moves everybody in New York State a long way forward towards taking those laws off the books for good. Now, it just remains to be seen what happens if Hochul looks at this now and decides, I don't know how fast they can be on this one. I just don't know. Because I don't know what else they could try to impose. I don't know at this point what else they could try to impose. So we'll see. We're going to see what we get out of this. And we will go from here. But New York, it's looking good for you now. It's starting to look okay. I'm pleased for you. The people I know in New York, hang on. Hang on, please. Maybe we can get you freed. And as it goes in New York, it will go everywhere else when this happens. Because Sotheby is, he's making the precedent. And wherever else they try to do this, this will make its way to the Supreme Court. And then that will get slapped down as well. So, Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.